WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy. We have a little bit of light rain or sprinkles outside the KJAN studios and 51 degrees at 7:06. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. And in Southwest Iowa news, the Iowa Department of Public Safety says authorities are investigating the shooting death of a man in Taylor County. The department announced Wednesday night that the Taylor County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about a shooting Wednesday. Authorities who responded found an adult male with an apparent gunshot wound. He was taken to a hospital in St. Joseph, Missouri, where he died. The man's name has been withheld until relatives can be notified. An autopsy is planned by the Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and Taylor County Sheriff's Office are investigating the incident. News time is 7:07.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
Authorities are investigating the discovery of a human skull in western Iowa. The State Division of Criminal Investigation says the skull was found Monday in Mills County. The Iowa State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny will determine the details, like the gender, race, and age of the skull. Investigators have not released additional information about where the skull was found or the circumstances surrounding its discovery. Special Agent Mitch Mortvedt told the Daily Nonpareil that officials don't believe the skull was from a recent death. Police in Red Oak report two men were arrested on separate charges Wednesday. At around 11:10 p.m., 22-year-old Jason Lee Dankoff of Council Bluffs was arrested in the 1600 block of East Summit Street. Dankoff was taken into custody on a valid Pottawatomie County warrant for violation of his probation. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $15,000 cash bond. And at around 4:30 p.m. yesterday, 42-year-old James Lloyd Akers of Red Oak was arrested for breach of peace. His arrest took place on North 6th Street. Bond was set at $300. There were no injuries and no citations issued following an accident Wednesday morning in Red Oak. According to Red Oak Police, the vehicles driven by 20-year-old Shannon May Biggerstaff of Red Oak and 81-year-old Russell Brink of Farragut were heading south in the turning lane and stopped at the intersection of Broadway and Oak Streets. And as an eastbound semi was making a turn northbound, Biggerstaff backed up her 1994 Chevy pickup to avoid being struck by the semi. And in the process, her truck backed into Brink's 2014 Ford Escape. Since Biggerstaff's truck had a hitch on the back, it didn't sustain any damage. Brink's SUV, however, sustained $2,000 damage during that mishap. The Mills County Sheriff's Office said one person was arrested and two accidents were investigated Tuesday. 41-year-old Larry Stephen Hutchings of Emerson was arrested at around 5 p.m. Tuesday for disorderly conduct. His bond was set at $300. No injuries were reported following accidents that happened early Tuesday morning and late Tuesday afternoon in Mills County. A 2003 Jeep driven by Samantha Shatava of Glenwood was traveling south on 240th at around 1 a.m. Tuesday when she swerved to miss a deer about 1/2 mile northeast of Glenwood. Her vehicle went into the ditch and hit an embankment. Authorities said also a 1998 Buick driven by Aaron Hurd of Glenwood was traveling east on Elrod Avenue at around 3:45 p.m. Tuesday when the car went out of control on a curb. The vehicle rolled into the east ditch and came to rest on a small portable fence. Hurd was cited for failure to maintain control. The Mills County Sheriff's Office also investigated an incident of burglary and theft on Tuesday. Officials say the incident at the Lust Hills Harley-Davidson and Pacific Junction was reported around 9:15 a.m. No other details were available. News time is 7:11.
See Dan's Welding Service for all your welding needs. Dan's Welding Service has been in business for 27 years and has the experience and equipment to tackle all of your general welding and fabrication applications, even plasma cutting and on-site welding. Dan's Welding can repair most manifolds and casting using the Ute alloy system, a nickel-based alloy with properties which makes it ideal for protective coating, joining, and cladding applications on a variety of base metals, including steels, cast irons, and nickel alloys. Dan's Welding also handles a variety of machine work using a vertical mill and lathe. Dan's Welding in Cumberland also stocks major bearings and most of your bolt and chain needs, as well as custom Gates hydraulic hoses from a quarter inch to 1 inch 6-wire hose. Dan's Welding Service can save your expensive combine tires with a headstock roller. Call and ask for details. See Dan Anstey at Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland for all your welding jobs. 712-774-2215. Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years.
In our funeral announcements, Scott Greving, age 33, of Carroll, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Scott Greving will be today at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday at his home. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dick Hansen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Nymand, age 56, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Susan Nymand will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Helen Marie Welch, age 79, of Menlo, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Helen Welch will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart, with the Johnson Funeral Home of Stewart in charge of arrangements. Martha Louise Whetstone, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Martha Whetstone will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Mary Baldus, age 95, who is formerly of Carroll, died Sunday in Minnesota. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Baldus will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma White will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Carl Johnson, age 92, of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Craig, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be on Friday at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Tom Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, formerly of Villisca, died December 29th in California. A celebration of life service for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Barrent, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday. Memorial services for Charles Barrent will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Clara Simons, age 80, of Harlan, died April 16th. Funeral services for Clara Simons will be held May the 2nd at 11 a.m. at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan, with the Odie Funeral Home of Kimbleton in charge of arrangements. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you this morning by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.